If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is a call for an uprising.
Martin Scorsese used to be the high priest of the L.A. group, but 6 years ago he was replaced by Jim Carrey. And, I was just so shocked when I heard that Jim Carrey was involved with the whole thing. I guess the real Jim Carrey was in Living Color, and somewhere after leaving Living Color, joined the Satanism sect of Hollywood, got demons to help him become a better actor and more funny. And so now when you see him acting out his comedian roles, you're seeing the demons that he has work through him. Jim Carrey's daughter was is joining American Idol show. I didn't even know he had a daughter. And she wasn't that fantastic of a singer, I guess. But you know what? When the whole season starts with American Idol, like, they're going to say no. Okay, everybody knows who Jim Carrey is. He's the high priest of L.A. His daughter wants on American Idol. She's getting on American Idol. I would have died laughing if one of them had said no. That would have shown kahunas. So wasn't shocked to find out the number two guy behind Jim Carrey in Hollywood is Robert Shapiro, O.J. Simpson, one of his top attorneys. He's the number two guy in Hollywood. And also that Al Gore spent a lot of time with the satanic groups in Hollywood because he wants attention. He wants media attention. Whenever he comes out with something stupid like global warming or something totally false and made up and imaginable, he'll get all the media attention he wants for it, because he rubs shoulders and eats poop with all these people in Hollywood. So I asked, what group does he go to? Chicago or Texas or D.C.? And I was told he goes out to L.A. I was shocked. And so, there's big groups everywhere. The Satanists have groups in every city. If you're in New York, you're going to answer to George Soros. He's the high priest in New York.
Who's the puppet master? George Soros.
So, George, Glenn Beck has been on this kick that you are actually the mastermind who is trying to bring down the American government.
Of the satanic cult there. It's George Soros, who's replaced David Rockefeller because David Rockefeller is getting too ill. So now you have George Soros, who's the high priest of New York City. If you go to Chicago, you're going to answer to Penny Pritzker. If you go to San Francisco, you're going to answer to Nancy Pelosi. If you go to Texas, you're going to answer to John Paul DeJora. And so, in L.A., it's Jim Carrey. When you're in a group, you have someone you answer to. John Paul DeJora in Texas, everybody will know who he is when I mention this. He's the one behind Paul Mitchell Hair Products. In fact, he was a business partner with, I don't know if it was Paul Mitchell direct or that him and his business partner created Paul Mitchell products, but he killed his partner when he realized how wealthy he could get over these products. And so he's behind all the Paul Mitchell hair salon products. He's also behind the Patron Ultra Tequila, some kind of tequila alcohol that's out. And so he's made billions off of hair products and tequila. And he is the high priestess of Texas. What's interesting about Texas is that Joel Osteen was just picked, was just nominated, I guess promoted, to be the spirit counselor for the Houston area. And I've told you all these religious people are Satanists, folks, and And it's Paul White and Joel Osteen both are spirit counselors for their areas, their area groups. And they're the ones that are in charge of recruiting and keeping tabs on people inside the group. They help run the group's day-to-day operations. They talk to spirits about what people inside the group are doing. If you're in a satanic group or brotherhood or whatever part, they keep tabs on you 24/7. There are demons who watch you. And if you're not doing something that would please Satan, they report you to people that are in your occultic group. And so, you know, Joel Osteen would be the one that these demons go to and say, hey, you know, this woman over here, she's not doing enough dirty, evil deeds. And then Joel could report that to the high priest or priestess, and that woman would be in trouble. I mean, it's, you're not free in these things. You're very tightly controlled and watched. And like I said, everybody has a ministry. So this is Joel Osteen's ministry for Satan, being a spirit counselor within the occultic group. And remember, they don't call demons friendly spirits. They are demons. They call them friendly spirits. No surprise. And no one knows how to use demons more than Joel Osteen does. Kenneth Copeland, all of them involved, they all just basically sit back and watch because they've already been through the ranks, already at the top, and they move over to give other people access to positions. I mean, you don't get much worse when you're already so far up at the top that you hear from Satan direct himself. I mean, because I was asking, well, why aren't Bill Clinton or George Bush or Hillary Clinton or you know, Dick Cheney, why aren't these people priestesses, high priests and high priestesses? It's because they already hear from Satan direct. He already speaks to them directly, so they don't have to be a high priest or high priestess. He speaks to them directly and tells them what to do. They take their orders directly from Satan. If you're in an occultic group, you take your orders from the high priest or high priestess. And he doesn't think you've sacrificed enough. There was a conversation where Jim Carrey told John Travolta he didn't have a good enough sacrifice. So he told him he had to sacrifice his son or his wife, and made John Travolta choose between his son or his wife. One of them was going to be sacrificed. So what did we hear about 2 or 3 years ago? We heard about how his son fell in the bathroom on vacation and died. Yeah, that was John's decision. That was his sacrifice for Jim Carrey and Satan. Because you can only kill animals for so long, folks.
This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. I wanted to cover this topic because this is what you're going to see start occurring. It's already going on. We know that there's these new age teachers like Joel Osteen who are pushing a false doctrine, who still will use Jesus's name for the sake of their own agenda, which is to mislead people into eventually worshiping the Antichrist. They're using Christ's word through preaching about love and tolerance, which is twisting the words of Scripture. But I wanted to point out this scumbag, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, who is rumored to be the high priest in Los Angeles of the Satanic sect, a guy who we've seen on Saturday Night Live, on Jimmy Kimmel, boasting about being a part of the Illuminati, throwing up the symbols, dressing up as the Baphomet, as Satan. We've seen it all with this guy. Now he is becoming this vocal New Age teacher. That is what his job has become. That is why he has faded out, because he is a high priest in the Satanic order. And now what they have him doing is he's going out, he's speaking at universities, he's speaking a New Age doctrine, he's become a quote-unquote artist, making these Satanic paintings, doing all sorts of things to draw people in, because that's what these celebrities do. They draw people in. People worship them. They are false idols. People need to stay away from them. And what Carrey's doing now is he's actually going around. here he's heading to a prison. He's talking about a program that he's put in place for people who have suffered through trauma, for the youth who have suffered through trauma. As all of you know about trauma-based mind control and how these Satanists work, they inflict this trauma on people. So how ironic that he's targeting this and trying to get meds into these prisons to almost rehabilitate these prisoners, because they're going to target these people and the homeless out there to rehabilitate them, to have them be worshipers of Satan, to follow into this New Age doctrine. That is what's going on. Now, Jim Carrey comes out and he starts preaching about Jesus Christ. He uses his name. And that's how they get people to fall into the trap. Because remember, when we hear them, the enemy, say God, they're not talking about our Father in heaven. They're talking about Satan. That's how these Freemasons operate. To them, Lucifer is God. That is how these Satanists work. They use the word God. That's why you hear celebrities always thank God when they win awards. They're not talking about our Father in heaven. What you're going to hear more and more of now is you're going to hear them mixing in Jesus Christ, talking about him as if he was just a mortal man, which Christians will not be able to see past because they're going to be so blinded and goo-goo gaga over these celebrities that they're not even going to realize that they're talking about Jesus as if he was just a person. Now, Carrie is talking about salvation through yourself and your deeds and your balancing your life and the same stuff we read about that these Masons learn, that all these Satanists learn, which is what the Baphomet represents, right? Balance and duality, or good deeds outweigh your bad deeds. That's what they believe. That is eventually what everyone is going to believe. That's what they are pushing for. They are going to push towards how you live and how you treat other people. And if you do a bad deed, then make up for it with a good deed. The salvation that they preach will have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And that's where a huge, massive, and obviously the big deception comes into place, because salvation can only be obtained through Jesus Christ. So let me read some of this stuff. I'd play the clip, but for copyright reasons, this clip has been claimed by somebody, so I can't put it in here. But he says, "I believe that this room is filled with God," Carrie told a crowd last month at Homeboy Industries, an LA-based center for rehabilitating former gang members and prisoners, led by Jesuit Reverend Gregory J. Boyle. Now, Boyle, you can see in the background behind it. We all know what the Jesuit order is, okay? The Jesuits are just as corrupt as any other branch inside the New World Order. You can see him wearing a Kabbalah bracelet right on his wrist, just right in plain sight, things that people don't pick up on and don't see and need to see, okay? That's why I preach about these symbols and these signs, because you can see everything clearer. You can see the enemy right in front of us. This guy's a Jesuit reverend wearing a Kabbalah bracelet. The organization shared the video of Carrie's comments online, which can be watched below. And again, you can watch it here on YouTube. He says, "You are heroes to me, and I admire you," he said to his audience of ex-criminals. "When you stepped through these doors, you decided to be a part of this family." So this is more cult-like stuff. This is New Age cult, because that's what the New Age is. It's a cult. He said, "You made a decision to transcend and to leave darkness behind, and it takes a champion to make that decision." So he's referencing darkness as in some of the things that these criminals and ex-gang members have done in their past, not referencing, obviously, Satanism and God, not representing or talking about the Bible here, but he drags that, the problems from these people's past, and then he misleads them by mixing it in with the Bible, or at least mixing it in with Jesus Christ. He says, "I've had some challenges in the last couple of years myself." The actor has previously opened up about his struggles with depression. While it's been confirmed that he will next year face a wrongful death trial, Carrie stands accused of supplying the drugs which enabled the suicide of his girlfriend in 2015. Carrie went on, "And ultimately, I believe that suffering leads to salvation." Okay, so here comes, this is how they're going to push this New Age. If you listen to Carrie and how he speaks, if you're just listening and you're going, "Oh, that sounds nice," and you're missing what he's saying. And that's why you constantly have to be critically thinking and aware. He's saying that suffering leads to salvation. Wrong. Salvation can only be obtained through Jesus Christ. That's it. End of story. Nothing else to say here. Bye-bye. All righty then. But no, he's telling these people a New Age doctrine. So he says, "I believe suffering leads to salvation. In fact, it's the only way that we have to somehow accept, not deny, but feel our suffering and feel our losses. And then we make one of two decisions. We either decide to go through the gate of resentment, which leads to vengeance, which leads to self-harm, which leads to harm to others, or we go through the gate of forgiveness, which leads to grace. Carrie then became more theologically explicit, encouraging his crowd that you being here is an indication that you've made the decision to walk through the gate of forgiveness and grace, just as Christ did on the cross. So this is where he starts to mix in the new age. You see how deceptive they are? He's talking about salvation being through your own suffering, your own personal suffering, and now he'll mix it up even more, where people will actually think that he's talking about salvation, you know, talking about Jesus Christ and saying, follow this, and this is a Christian thing. This guy is not a Christian. He is not a follower of Jesus Christ. He says, Jesus suffered terribly and he was broken by it to the point of doubt and a feeling of absolutely abandonment, which all of you have felt. Then there was a decision to be made, and the decision was to look upon the people who were causing that suffering with compassion and with forgiveness. And that's what opens the gates of heaven for all of us. I wish that for all of you. I wish that for myself. So here he's leaving out salvation through Jesus Christ, and he's talking about forgiveness. He's talking about love and forgiveness. This is the New Age deception, leaving Jesus Christ out of salvation. How they're saying here, and I have other videos that I've done previously on this channel talking about the misuse of the word heaven, right? How we hear all these people on TV go, oh, you know, so-and-so died. I know they're in heaven. And you go, wait a minute. That guy was openly a Buddhist. He didn't even believe in Jesus. And they talk about it as if anyone gets a ticket to heaven, like it's a golden ticket that comes in a Willy Wonka bar. Hey, you die, you automatically know. Don't worry about it. No big deal. That's not the case. The only people that go to heaven are people who have found salvation through Jesus Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So Carrie goes on, you know, and of course this is on Christian Today, which is filled with nothing but crap propaganda. There's really nothing worthwhile on this website. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with it. I know people go to sites like this for something uplifting. I understand that completely. Really, you should just stick to scripture and reading it. You know, read the Psalms if you need some uplifting. Read the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, so he goes on to say, like I just stated, that upon the people who are causing the suffering with compassion and with forgiveness, and that's what opens the gates of heaven for all of us. That is not true. The gates of heaven are open to those who believe in Jesus Christ, and it's a narrow gate. What can be learned from Carrie's sermon? At least three things, this article says. First, there's an immense weight to Carrie's words. I mean, this just goes on to kiss his rear end here, as if he's a Christian, as if he's a follower of Jesus. So people read this and they go, wow, he's a Christian. What a good guy. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And of course, this is where he mixes in the Masonic doctrine and the satanic doctrine right here. He finishes up by saying, when you do good things and transcend the negativity and attempt to do something positive for you, for your family, you are the heart of God, the eyes of God. This is New Age satanic garbage. That's what it is. He's talking about the esoteric balance. Okay, this is what they believe in. This is why they believe they can rape and abuse children. And if they help an old lady cross the street, it balances out. Good deeds outweigh the bad deeds. That's how these people convince themselves that they're good people, that what they're doing isn't wrong, that it's animalistic or humanistic behavior. And this is New Age. So he says, when you do good things and transcend the negativity and attempt to do something positive for you, for your family, you are the heart of God, the eyes of God. When you speak from that place, you are God's voice. Now remember, the Masons are told that they are God's. All of these people in the occult, they believe that they're God's amongst us, here to rule over us. We know that the fake Jews feel that way. Okay, this is fact. This is in their doctrine. They believe that they are their own gods, period. So he's saying, when you speak from that place, you are God's voice. Wrong. When you make a loaf of bread in this kitchen, that is a Eucharist, he says. You are blessing people with your work. You're serving the world. And he says that is the body of Christ. So you see how this is massive manipulation. But this is the hard part for me to stress to people. Because when you hear stuff like this, if you're sitting, you're watching TV and you hear it, of course it's going to make you smile, or it's going to make you go, yeah, you know, positivity. Because nobody wants to deal with the negative. There's only, you know, a rare amount of people like me out there who can withstand all this negativity every day. And it's not easy for me, I'll tell you that. But people want only the positive. So he talks about, well, you know, get away from the negative and just deal with the positive for you, for your family. You're speaking for God. This is all New Age. And this is what celebrities are going to start pushing. It's not just going to be Jim Carrey, who is a satanic high priest. It's going to be many others coming forward because they know that the power that they wield over the masses is very large. The problem is that the masses will deny it and go, we don't worship them. We don't love them. You know, it's like they can't even see past their own zeal. They sit there and they act like they don't worship these people, yet we have people cutting their wrists for Beyonce and doing all sorts of just bizarre behavioral rituals for these people. They worship them. And their job is going to be to bring in this new age. These celebrities are going to bring it in. That's why it's important to call them out, to make people aware. Because what do you think it's going to be? You think George Soros is going to be on TV? Or, you know, George Bush, and people are going to want to follow them. They're going to make fun of them. The politicians take the beating from the people, right? Even though they're all part of the same organization, they're all satanic puppets. Those guys aren't going to lead. No one's going to follow. These people are the ones, the celebrities, the false idols. They are going to push in this new age. That's why you hear all of these quote-unquote people in Hollywood are liberals, which is doesn't even exist. It's not even a real thing because there is no left or right. But their job is to all be on that side because that side preaches what? It preaches tolerance. It preaches accepting. And they're going to start mixing in Jesus' name and talk about him as if he was a mere mortal, not the Messiah. And we all know he is the Messiah. But you hear how he uses those words carefully and he's clever. He's obviously knows what he's doing. He's been preparing for this for a long time. It's why his career died down because he's now doing this. And you hear how he carefully starts talking about, well, Jesus was, you know, he felt abandoned on the cross and all this stuff, talking about him as if he was a mere mortal. Okay, Jesus Christ died for our salvation. He took on his shoulders the sins of the world. That's what Jesus Christ did. He's the Messiah. He is the King of Kings. But these New Agers are going to try to bring love in and mix it with Jesus Christ, and not, people aren't going to realize that they're getting led into acceptance of the Antichrist system, which is already in place. So be aware of these things when these scumbags come out and they start pushing this stuff. They're going after prisoners. They're going after the homeless. They're trying to rehabilitate people and get as many people as they can to be in on this new age garbage. That's what they're targeting. That's what they're doing. A lot of these people who they're targeting have already been victims of trauma-based mind control from people who were inside of these guys' cults. So it's just a ridiculous, vicious cycle, and we have to fight against it. We have to make people aware of it. These people all are working for Satan, and that is a fact. So be aware. And when you see stuff like this on Christian Today or whatever site you might go to, you know, just be aware of what they're doing. These people, some of them are obviously in bed with the elites, a lot of, you know, these Catholic sites and stuff like that. But look at the headline on this article. They're pretty much just kissing this guy's rear end. It says, "This room is filled with God. Jester Jim Carrey turns preacher, and Christians should listen up." Should I listen up? Nah, I'm good. Thanks. But guess how many Christians out there read this article and say, "Oh, wow, that's wonderful. We should listen up. Jim Carrey is a preacher now, and he's always leading people to happiness and good things, and he suffered himself," and Carrey almost comparing himself to Jesus and how Jesus suffered. I mean, it's a joke. It's a complete New Age joke. So be aware that this is what they're trying to do. I thank you for listening to today's show. God bless all of you and your families.